Yerushalmi Trumoth corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Sadi Dalet. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Tesamed base, the second last line, Rabbi Chagai Shal. Rabbi Chagai Shal lechavaya minayin la'icha burushus shu potter, ma ben sava shu chulin v'nimsa trumah shu chayev, ma ben sava shu koyin v'nimsa yiso shu potter, should say. Rabbi Chagai asked a question to the chavaya. Why did Rabbi Yeshua exempt all of those who ate trumah and later found out that they were permitted? How is the difference from when a person thought that he was a kohen and he was found to be a soul, that according to Bishua, he is exempt? Amrin le Merayis Beis Din, in the case of the kohen, he only becomes disqualified if witnesses came to Beis Din, and until the ruling is made, he is permitted to eat truma. Amaloin, oid zicheli, ma ben sova shu chol v'nimsa Shabbos shu chayev, ma ben sova shu Pesach v'nimsa Shlomim shu potter. Another question of Chagai asked Chavaya, why, when a person did a melacha on Shabbos, thinking that it was a weekday, is he liable to bring a chatas offering, but when a person slaughtered an Erev Pesach that occurred on Shabbos, thinking that it was a Pesach offering, when in fact it was a Shlom offering, does the Rishua say he's exempt from a chatas? Amrin lei meshechet b'rushus. Chavaya answered that since he thought he was slaughtering a Pesach offering, it was a case of making a mistake in trying to fulfill a mitzvah, and the Rishua exempts. Amaloin, oid sicheli, ma ben sova shu shuman v'nimsa chelev, shu chayev, ma ben sova shu os v'nimsa muta, shu potter. The Chagai asked another question to Chavaya, why, when a person ate permitted fats and discovered that they were actually prohibited fats, is it considered inadvertently liable to bring a chatas offering, but when he tried to eat prohibited fats and permitted fats came to his hand, he's exempt from a chatas? Loi agivune, it should say, ma ama loin nimlachim minan. That question they didn't answer, Rabbi Chagai said to them, well, let's investigate the reason. Rabbi Chagai said that the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Dalad Pasuk Chof Ches, if his sin that he committed is made known to him, he shall bring his sacrifice. And this implies that had he known that at the time that it was prohibited, he would not have done the sin. This excludes our case where he would not have refrained since the act was permitted. Al Rabbi Yosi Lagvun, Rabbi Yosi then came into the Beis Medrash and they asked him the question, Amaloin, Lamale Amisele, Oyhoide Alav, Chatasei Vehevi. Rabbi Yosi said to them, why didn't you tell Rabbi Chagai that the Pasuk says, if his sin that he committed is made known to him, he shall bring a sacrifice? And that drasha that was said. Amale, Hu Kishisa, Rukhaima, the answer is Chavaya said to Rabbi Yosi, he asked the question, and he answered himself from that Pasuk.